Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
Good morning.
Disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. He's a slob. He talks like a truck driver. He is a loser.
You thought I was gonna be gone forever. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. Beautiful, beautiful day. February 29th, 2016. That's right. We get this extra day this year. But as always, you know what 7 a.m. on Mondays means? Monday Morning Madness is back once again for another semester. I'm Adam Kirchville here, and it is great to be back in the studio after what seemed like forever outside of WMFO. I'm back, I'm here, I'm excited. It's a beautiful day outside, the sun's already up. It's gonna be like 57 today. Basically summer, basically bikini weather. Oh man, but it is just so good to be back. So much happened while I was gone. We're gonna be talking about lots of new things in the music world, new artists, new albums, new songs. We're gonna be talking about life, we're gonna be talking about everything. Oh, but of course, we'll be playing some great music to get your Monday morning started. Only here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Here's Monday Morning Madness. Little John Mellencamp in the morning. Let's do it.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Jack and Diane,
Two American kids doing best they can.
Of course, a little CCR there with Susie Q in the morning. It's a little bit early for when I usually do this, but I just can't help it. You know, if you're if you love Susie Q, you know, sometimes.
Oh, sh**.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Wow, that was one heck of a PSA. Way to start off the semester. I really quite like that one. It was pretty exciting. Well, anyway, it's 7:15 and like 20 seconds. It's actually interesting. In my absence, the clock on the wall and the clock on the computers have gotten out of sync. So the computer thinks it's 7:15 and 10 seconds. The wall right now thinks it's 7:15 and 30 seconds. Very confusing for me as a DJ. But I want to play some new stuff that came out over the winter. Dr. Dog, everyone's favorite strange band from Philadelphia, released an album over the winter called The Psychedelic Swamp, which is super cool. It's not necessarily new music, but they dug up a bunch of old tapes that they had from very early recording sessions, like from their first album, Toothbrush, from those sessions, and remastered them and put them into this new album. And it's really, really cool. And it shows a lot of different versions of Dr. Dog, which I really like. And it's kind of a window into their past and who they are as a band. So I want to play for you two songs. The first one called Dead Record Player. The second one called Bring My Baby Back, both of which are very catchy and very early Dr. Dog. The album certainly is a little bit psychedelic, but also very enjoyable. So now you can take a listen. It's quite the thing. It is Dr. Dog, The Psychedelic Swamp. Up first is Dead Record Player.
Check it.
Thank you. You embrace. just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my
go a little Bob Dylan here in the morning on Monday Morning Madness, followed or preceded, of course, by Dr. Dog with Dead Record Player and with Bring My Baby Back. Obviously, I hope you can see the influence in Dr. Dog of Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is, of course, along with, you know, the Beach Boys, other kind of 60s happy sounding but sort of psychedelic bands from that time period, big inspirations for Dr. Dog, and you can see a lot of their sound inside of Dr. Dog's music, which I think is really something that makes that band super, super cool. But I'll continue this morning talking about another new bunch of music that is possibly coming out at some point in the future. LCD Sound System, on December 25th, actually released the first song they've released in like 5 years. It was just a single called Christmas Will Break Your Heart. I won't play it here because it's a little bit too late in the year to play Christmas music, and I don't want to make anybody, you know, vomit in the car on their way to the work or something. But they did release this Christmas song in December, and after that, it was announced that LCD Sound System would be headlining Coachella in California this year, along with Guns N' Roses and some other very exciting groups. But it also came to public knowledge that LCD Sound System was A, planning a tour for 2016, and B, planning to release an album sometime in the future. Both of these things are very, very open. We haven't really gotten any details. LCD Sound System's website for, you know, the past month has just said 2016 tour dates coming soon. I don't know how soon exactly James Murphy of LCD Sound System is thinking there with releasing those dates, but if you are an LCD Sound System fan, this is a very exciting time to be alive, because a band that we thought was all but dead is finally coming back and is gonna play some great music for us at some point. Coming soon is when it's happening. But I'll play you guys Someone Great off of Sound of Silver, which was released way, way back in the day. Let me look at this date. 2007, Sound of Silver came out. So, you know, almost 10 years old, but it's still an amazing sound by an amazing group. And I'm super excited for this. Check it out. We'll be right back. Talking Heads, of course, on Monday Morning Madness with Psycho Killer from 77, their album that named such came out in 1977. Who would have guessed? Anyway, it is 7:44 in the morning. Monday Morning Madness, this week's edition is just about wrapping up. One more new little section of music that I want to talk about. Of course, how could I ever forget? Kanye West released his album just a couple of weeks ago. Very exciting. After a whole series of name changes going from, what was the first one? Oh my gosh, Swish to Waves, then finally to The Life of Pablo, because that, you know, makes sense. So he finally released the album. I don't know if any of you really care enough about Kanye West to have partaken in the album release ceremony, or at least watched it. Basically, Kanye plugged in his laptop and played the album for Madison Square Garden, which was the stands themselves were about 50% full, and in the center of the garden there were a bunch of people, models, standing up, just like completely blank faces, looking around, and they were wearing Kanye's new line of clothing. It was very, very surreal and very strange, looking at these people with these strange looks on their faces while Kanye's album is playing in the background. It was kind of hard to discern which things. After a while, Kanye eventually started playing just other people's music, so it was hard to figure out what was actually on the album and what was actually, you know, his music or not his music. But it was a very interesting, very unique release ceremony, if you want to call it that. I'm not going to play Kanye West on the radio this morning because, A, I don't think I can, thanks to the FCC. B, it's actually not quite released yet. He only put it out so far on Tidal, which is this new streaming service that actually is part of the Jay-Z empire. So it's not exactly available to the average user yet. So you might wonder, you know, like if I were playing songs from Kanye's album, I don't own Tidal. You might be thinking, hey, where did Adam get this music? And you don't have to ask that question because I'm not going to play that song. So instead of Kanye West right now, sorry, that was a bit of a ramble. Instead of Kanye West right now, I'm going to play a little Arcade Fire. This is taking it down a little bit, but at the same time, you know, quite the nice song.
Oh,
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
That is The Doors, of course, with People Are Strange. It is now 7:52 in the morning, so this week's edition of Monday Morning Madness has finally come to its end. You can go back to your normal lives now. Hopefully I haven't driven you too crazy this morning with my wide variety of songs and excessive rambling, but let me tell you, it is absolutely great to be back, and I'm looking forward to a very fun semester back here on Monday mornings every week from 7 to 8 in the morning. But it's looking pretty great outside, looking like it's warming up. The sun's coming out, and I'm thinking it's going to be a great day. So I'll play you a good one, a nice long one by Billy Joel to get you set up for the morning. But other than that, I will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to Monday Morning Madness on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Here's Captain Jack.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village and you're tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile. Sister's gone out, she's on a date, and you just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, there ain't no place to go anyway. What for? So you've got everything, oh, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. Smoke your pot, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching for the things you haven't got. What went wrong? And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you've gotta keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed, and that's too long.